This is the Edible Valley Podcast. A very good day to you. As usual, I'm William.
And I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser. And today we're going to get into zero waste and sustainable cooking.
And surprise guest.
Surprise guest.
I'm the surprise guest. Returning champion. Blaine Prowse, all the way from Haida Gwaii.
There we are. Well, that's my intro, buggered.
Welcome to the Edible Valley Podcast.
We want to invite you as we embark on a culinary journey through the heart of Vancouver Island.
From the fertile fields
to the pristine waters of the Pacific Ocean,
we'll explore the stories behind the food that nourishes us.
Tune in to each episode as we deep dive into the flavors, the traditions, and the innovations that make this a true paradise.
Now please, join us as we explore our edible valley.
No, no one can do it better than you, Blaine. Well, Blaine, you know, I've met you a few times, but yep. You started this podcast, yep. Or were one of the starters, with Gion?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think it was kind of my idea.
Your idea.
And I brought it to John, and he's like, sure, let's try it.
John, how do you feel about that? Low-key now, not a starter, technically.
You know what? Like, no, I'm like, this was totally Blaine's idea, because he was like, do you want to do a podcast? And I said, what's a podcast? And he's like, it's this thing where we talk. I'm like radio? He's like, yeah, but we record it. I'm like, who listens to it? And I'm like, it's online. I'm like, all right.
That is an exact, you just know that is exactly how the conversation
pretty much.
Went.
It was pretty much, everything. Yeah.
I listened to two podcasts and I was like, this is cool. Let's do one. John and I could do this. We never hang out anymore. We used to hang out all the time. How can I hang out with John? Let's do a food podcast. Okay.
That's done. Something John's into, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we locked ourselves in his room with his fridge and...
Yeah, the fridge humming, making a ton of noise.
Yeah. And then both leaning into a microphone and talking with no energy and...
No listeners.
No listeners.
Pretty much.
Yeah. First couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the first few months.
Yeah.
Oh. But we kept at it.
We kept at it. And our biggest listened episode was still for me and Blaine going, so...
Well, we've come a long way in all these years. What is it, 11 years now, 12 years?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Blaine, where have you been?
I moved to Haida Gwaii in 2020.
Wow.
My family and I decided to make some changes. So that's what we did. We sold out of the Comox Valley and we moved up there.
And was it your extended family or just you and your immediate family?
Me, my wife, and my daughter.
Wow.
Yep.
How's your life up there?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. It's quiet, peaceful. There's lots of food around, wild and domestic, I guess you'd say.
And you said earlier on, I like this, it seems a little bit like you're jumping back into the Matrix when you land on Vancouver Island.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Which is interesting, because then John, who's just been to Las Vegas, said you felt like you were landing in the Matrix, and coming back to Vancouver Island felt like you were out of it again.
Oh yeah, it was a total, you go from like this energy and like people everywhere to like, oh, there's like one or two cars going by.
Yeah, 17th Street Bridge.
Exactly.
Sometimes a fifth.
If I flew from Haida Gwaii to Vancouver to Las Vegas, I might just get catatonic. I think I might not be able to move.
Yeah, that would be on the senses an absolute assault.
The noise, the lights, the heat, the people.
I mean, the nearest you get, I mean, it would amaze me that you said you can fly to Vancouver in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Which just the culture clash, just landing and suddenly you're in a building which you could argue might have as many people as on the whole of Haida Gwaii.
Yeah, pretty much. That airport definitely would. Yeah.
Yeah, in YVR. I mean... Yep. It would be a real assault on the senses.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm very envious. I mean, the life you have, I'm sure it is full of an equal amount of challenges to any one of us, but they're challenges that you seem to really relish.
Yeah, they're different challenges, but they're more human-based challenges, I'd say. Like, I want to go hunting and get deer, and I'm not finding the deer. Or are the salmon in yet? I want some salmon. It's all based around the seasons and food harvesting, firewood harvesting, those kinds of things.
Well, and this is why I thought, let's bring Blaine in on this one. This is a perfect episode.
Yeah, it is.
Because he has to work around, he's up there, it's reducing his food waste. And like, because there's a limited resource of items up there, right? You guys wait for the barge to come in, right? For food and such.
Yep. Well,
if you're not getting your own supply of it, right?
I'm just asking a question that I know our listeners are going to want to Is there ever a shortage of crisps?
Yeah, for sure. You go into the grocery store sometimes, like Kate and I, we don't go to the bigger towns very often, but we do. And we're like, let's get a bag of chips for the drive home. And you go in there and go, oh, damn. There's like nothing here.
Literally none.
There's some, but not the choice ones you want. Yeah. Like if you want Doritos, often there's no Doritos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow. Yeah, forget it. But I'll stay here.
Everybody gets lots of wild food up there. So, you know, it's like everybody's eating fish. Yeah. Everybody's eating deer. And what's a treat? It's a bag of Doritos.
They're actually in a better place overall.
It's not a staple of our diet, like for many people down here, I guess.
Now we're on the subject of Doritos. I'm going to say this story because
we're getting way off.
Well, look, I can't imagine Doritos are going to come up on this show at any point again in the near future. So I was in the store the other day and I put this on my Facebook actually. And I overheard a conversation in the crisps aisle. And they said, how are you? It was a husband and wife. How are we for Doritos at the moment? We're doing okay at the moment.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, this is amazing. I want to live there because they are on the pulse of Doritos. I imagine they've always got a bag on the go.
Yeah, or two and or three.
The minute they became low on Doritos, they would top them up. They would never have no Doritos.
They're Doritos preppers.
Yeah.
I prep lots of things, but not Doritos.
And now, well, let's bridge now. How do we bridge from that to sustainability?
Well, Doritos are definitely not the zero waste sustainable food.
Well, dude, I think if you get to the opposite. Point of opening the bag up and licking them clean and then trying to recycle that bag, maybe you're going somewhere.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I think
maybe.
You're stretching.
Yeah.
Well, did you know, though, they were actually a sustainable zero waste food when they were invented by Reginald Dorito in 1940. No, I'm joking. That never happened there.
Reginald Dorito. Good one.
All right. Let's get on to this.
Let's get on with it.
Let's get going on this. We're here. We're going to discuss some uses of leftovers, using packaging, as well as creating some really delicious meals. I just read this fact here that like in North America, about 40% of our food goes to waste, right? So I think there's lots of things that we can all do in our kitchens to sort of like scale that back. So where I was thinking as we started about is sort of some of the things that we can do minimize food waste, right? So one of the things we can do is like minimizing food waste helps reduce methane emissions by decomposting organic materials in landfills, right?
Yeah,
we can all agree to.
I think we would, none of us would have known 15 years ago that if you chuck a banana skin in the trash, you're actually contributing to methane, isn't it, going into the environment. And plus, you don't get a stinky bin in the kitchen. So, but yeah, we very really should just put all the food in a specific food waste bin.
Yep, compost.
Yeah,
composting is great.
We don't have that option where I'm at, but we compost.
Yeah, as do we.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing is looking at using every part of an ingredient. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are like they'll get into a thing and they'll throw half of it away or. You know, it's a little bit of taking time and jumping ahead and having a little thoughts and where your food's going to go.
What do you think with food prices at the moment? And that warrants its own podcast in its own right. But do you think with food prices, people are actually starting to learn to use all of something?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't really think of that.
Yeah, I mean, we not wanting to divert too much, and I'm sure people are with me here. Food prices are just shockingly high. Like, I've been looking at some shelves in the Real Canadian Superstore, which is supposed to be cheap, and just, I can't quite believe it. Like, I genuinely can't believe what is in front of my eyes, how people are getting away with charging this for rubbish.
Yeah.
And it still makes me think twice about chucking stuff away, though.
Like, yeah.
Well, we have to use it. We can't go out and just buy a million more things.
Yeah. No, well, it's super important. We just don't waste food. In our house.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
And our food costs low because we harvest our own protein.
Right.
Predominantly. Yeah, we buy some stuff for sure. But yeah, we just don't waste food.
And it's kind of honoring the animal.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
If you caught it.
Yeah, with a deer, we strip the bones. We keep the heart, the liver. We keep the lungs. We dry them for our dog to eat. So all that goes out, there's the digestive system that you don't eat. But the ravens and the crows and the little critters running around, the raccoons and whatnot, they eat that. The hide and the hair go out. A lot of people save it to make leather. I don't yet, but yeah, pretty much it's. And sometimes our dogs get the bones too. Wow. So there's not much waste.
Well, that's the thing. It's like reusing, repurposing, recycling, right? Like using it all, right? There's so many things that we can use and in our kitchens that are really easy that I think we get a little lazy sometimes, right? And also like looking at packaging, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing drives me more nuts than in a checking out vegetables and they're all wrapped in plastic and lettuce and all that stuff. Crazy. And it's a little frustrating, and I understand why, because it's about convenience, right? And so we sacrifice convenience for good product and lifespan, right? Like I think, you know, it's a narrow thought when you're like a head of lettuce, you're like, oh, I don't want to cut and clean it, you know, but like you don't need to put that in a bag. You just take it home, peel the outside leaves off, throw them away. They're compostable, right? Mm-hmm. Cut the rest up, buy yourself a salad spinner.
Yeah.
So simple, sure. So quick and
not
easy.
Hard to do.
Yeah. And get a good one. Don't get a cheap one because it's just going to frustrate you.
Yeah.
And you might say, Blaine, that if someone says they haven't got enough time to do that, then they need to reevaluate their life.
Oh, yeah,
they need
100%.
To make the time to do that.
Everybody's got more time.
Yeah.
If you spend, set a timer for your social media that you're using most of the time, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. Set a thing on your phone so it shuts off after an hour. That'll tell you right away, I'm using this a lot.
Yeah.
Shut it off. Go in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Do something with your hand. Make food. You'll cut your grocery costs. Yeah. You'll learn something. You'll be healthier for it.
Yeah. And funnily enough, you will remember if you 2 days later think, what was I doing at that point? You'll remember, well, I had this food.
Yeah.
If you try and remember what you were doing when you were scrolling, you won't remember.
Heck no.
You won't remember.
Not a chance.
Because you were in a dopamine hit.
Yep. Yeah, you're just dazing
out.
That's
the garbage. The Doritos of time.
Yep.
Well, let's slide over here and let's actually talk about what we can do with leftovers, because that's something we want to, it's recycling, right? Like, and it's so much time consuming, like energy. Think about when you're cooking, when you're creating dishes, that I'm going to start with a simple product. Like, I really want to have this, make that. And then you can transition into something else.
Yeah.
Right. And I know there's people out there that are like, I don't eat leftovers. And I'm like, some of the best foods you'll ever eat in your life are leftovers, right? Because you can do so much with it. So one of my things I wanted to start, and I know you guys can dive into this one, soups and stews, combining leftover vegetables and meats and grains to create a freaking fabulous deal.
Totally.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to make dinner and you're going to, like we make a lot of roasted root vegetables, make way more. You think you're going to eat this much? Make double or triple it.
Yeah.
And then freeze the next day, you can freeze it or make it into a roasted vegetable soup.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. I've got parsnip soup in the fridge right now.
Yep.
And literally we roasted off some parsnips for dinner. We had a nice vegetable dinner. And then, I took the rest of them, threw an onion in the pot, threw the parsnips in there, brought it up to a simmer, hit it with the old hand blender.
Got amazing.
Yep.
Nice, you know, 2 liters.
We did a roasted vegetable soup, and we put a massive chunk of feta in the oven when it all roasted. Apparently, this is a really good recipe. Chuck it all in the ninja, blended it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a gorgeous soup for a few days, and we used it as a pasta sauce.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really good as pasta sauce.
Yeah. Well, X that off my list.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say that was another one I was saying. Like soups, like rich, heavy, pureed soups are a great base. Yeah. For a pasta, and you can even throw more leftovers into that, or if you've got a couple pieces of asparagus, or like you didn't use it all for your meal, that's a perfect opportunity to give them a quick saute.
Yeah,
fire them all in together.
Yep.
Another thing I want to talk about: stale bread,
croutons, breadcrumbs,
bread pudding.
Yep.
Right. Oh, got a couple eggs.
Stuff a chicken with it. Stovetop stuffing.
Oh, so much.
Just because it's a little dry doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. So what stops it from going moldy? What makes it go stale and not moldy?
Well, moisture. Yeah. Right. If your bread's moist, it'll get moldy. Yeah.
So that's a little bit when you're getting that bread near it's a couple days old or whatever, and you're worrying about it. Take it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Let it actually air dry. And that way it will stop the molding.
If you leave it in the bag, then it's more likely to mold. That is a great tip.
We make sourdough bread all the time. And when we get to we call it the bum. It's the first slice. We just make round loaves. That I just throw it in. I usually actually slice it up, throw it in a bowl and up on the shelf and just let it dry. And then when I want croutons, I just put the cast iron on the stove, throw some butter in there, throw a handful of those dry bread cubes, salt and pepper, let them warm up. The butter gets into them, softens them up. Awesome.
So simple. They don't go moldy?
No.
Because they're up there drying.
Mold only happens with moisture.
I know I'm amazed, and probably a lot of people listening to this are not amazed. They're probably like, well, yeah, but that is amazing.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I would, in the restaurant, I would take the ends of the bread, because you can't serve them.
Yeah.
Right. And we would just throw them on a rack and dry them.
Yep.
And then grind them. And that would be our breadcrumbs.
Same thing. Yep.
Let's talk about fruit, overripe fruit. You know what? Smoothies, fruit compos, or coolies, you know, like, or just mixing them all up and making an ice cream. Like, there's great ways you can throw them in the freezer.
How about banana bread?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who hasn't had lots of brown bananas? Put them in the freezer if you can't do it right away. Peel them, put them in the freezer. And then when you want to make banana muffins, bam, they're right there.
And it's the banana muffins. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So avocados and bananas, two things that really have a very small life of we're completely ready. Avocado obviously being the worst offender.
Yeah.
In those. Well, we've started on avocado chocolate mousse.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
you
nice.
Just get, yeah, like for two people, one banana, one avocado, just chuck it all in the blender.
Mm-hmm.
A tablespoon and a half of cocoa powder or cacao, little squirty of maple syrup, couple of tablespoons of milk just to give it a bit of moisture, blend it, and that is it.
Sounds
that's
unreal.
Mousse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's full of energy and
full
way,
of energy.
Way better than Doritos.
I might actually like them that way. I'm not a big avocado fan.
They are so very tasty. We have it almost every night at the moment. You know, I've been losing a weight primarily through to walking quite a lot. But we used to have a big chocolate bar every single night, pretty much, and we just share it on the couch. And now we just have that.
Yeah.
And we have it a lot less sweet. We're not now used to things that are a lot less sweet, and it's so tasty.
Yeah.
So you really do. What I'm saying is you still get that treat.
Yep.
It's just a different animal.
Totally. That's awesome.
All right. Like moving on, I got another good one for you. Vegetable scraps.
Yep.
So when you're cutting up onions and trimming up carrots and all that stuff that you throw in the compost, if it's nice and clean stuff, throw it in a bag, throw it in your freezer.
100%.
Save it till you get enough. Throw it in a pot, bring it up to a simmer for half an hour, and you've got a beautiful vegetable stock.
Nice.
It's so easy. We do that same thing. And we also throw any bones in that we have
because
it doesn't matter. We get chicken bones, pork bones, beef bones. We don't put fish in it, but any land critter bones, they go in the bag too. And then, yeah, we make this big stock. And then, yeah, the leftover roasted vegetables, we put the stock in the freezer if we have extra, and it comes out, roast veg, and it's easy soup.
You've just got flavors. And then you can use that to make some, cook some rice, you know, make a risotto, any of those kind of things. You're just going to add extra flavors. Or then when you go to take all your soups have been sitting there, or your vegetables and making a soup, boom, you've got the stock to go right into it. It's just a great way.
Yeah, cooking, using stock to cook your rice is excellent.
Another one I wanted to talk about is pickling and fermenting. It is a bit more time consuming. Another thing that I want to get mine going more often as a dehydrator. You know, those are times in the summer when you can get tomatoes for really cheap.
Yep.
You know what? Buy a full case. When you're cooking, cook what you need, throw the rest in the dehydrator, and then you can just rehydrate them in the winter, and you can get beautiful flavors out of it. I made some meatballs, some goat meatballs at the farmer's market because we're down there with the Chefs Association.
Was that last weekend?
That was this weekend, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we had these beautiful... Yeah, goat meatballs, and they were just, and I took a bunch of sun-dried tomatoes that had been done up from the summer before. Oh, it was just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think, what other great things? Well, the one I want to talk about, and I've got a little recipe for here, and this is a super easy one for everyone. If you want to use up some some leftovers, doing a frittata, especially in the morning. So you have a big dinner at night, you have the leftover vegetables or whatever, dice them up. In your skillet pan, get it nice and hot. You can throw in things like, you know, bell peppers, onions, spinach, asparagus, any of that. Heat them up, and then you're going to take 6 eggs, whisk them up, add a little bit of seasoning with salt and pepper. You can put some of your favorite fresh herbs and stuff in there. Boom, in the pan. Stir it around a little bit so it just starts coming together, and it's just a little dry. Finish it in the oven for like 15 minutes, and then boom, pop it out. Quarter it up, and you've got this beautiful meal, and everything's done. Like, literally, you can have that done in 10 minutes, right? 10, 15 minutes, and you've got a meal for 4 people. So,
and no leftovers in your fridge.
And no leftovers in your fridge.
It's all been eaten.
And now, I don't know. You guys got anything else you want to add about food or saving food?
Here's another one. feeding your leftovers to your animals.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We got two dogs. They get some leftovers. Not that much, but, you know, we have an abundance, too, of just preserved fish. We have lots of canned fish, so our dogs get a little bit, you know, every day.
So very little of it, if any, is thrown away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nothing gets thrown away because we got to feed those two hungry mouths, too.
Yeah.
And so if it's too much for us, well, then it goes in their bowl. Or if it's something that we see, like if I'm processing and I'm grinding meat or I'm trimming something off a deer, say, or whatever, and it's just a little bit doesn't look palatable to me, they don't care. Yeah, so throw it right in their bowl and they just wolf it down.
And they're all into it. So
that's that's another, I mean, dog food's pricey too. So it's, it all helps.
It's all about saving every little dime, right?
Yeah. Plus, and just not wasting because waste sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I agree 100%. All right. Last thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is reducing packaging and waste. Things we can do. Now, my favorite that I fail miserably at all the time. So I'm always walking out of the grocery store with my hands full of groceries, but bringing in the old reusable bag. I've gotten to the habit that we have a tote. We fill it up. We put it in the back of the car.
That's true. I saw you in Quality Foods.
But then 90% of the time, I'm just like, oh, I forget that bag in there. But you know what? If try and make that part of your routine, right? Like when you go into the store, grab that bag. Minimizing, taking a look. Look for bulk items is a great way too, right? Cuts down on a lot of those, you know, bringing your own jars to fill like that. Like we know we have a lot of places that provide that kind of stuff for you. There's always eco-friendly packaging, which always gets me some ways because everyone's like, oh, this is eco-friendly, but you know what? Is it? Like there's a high temperature recycling, so a lot of like your disposable recycling plastics and stuff like that are hard to recycle, and I don't know if they actually do get recycled. So that always is a question.
A lot of that stuff's made with corn oil too, which is broad scale agriculture with lots of pesticides, GMO stuff. So yeah, maybe it's a plant-based package, but is it
worth
that good? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was always going to say, I hate wrapping my vegetables in plastic.
Yep.
I will throw them just in the cart.
Yep.
I will take them home and I make sure to give them a good wash when I get home.
Yeah.
Bananas are already packaged. Apples are packaged. Tomatoes are packaged. Just don't squish them.
Yeah.
Zucchinis are packaged. Everything that has a skin is already packaged.
Yeah.
And if you get the tomatoes on the vine, they've even got a handle. So
just to go back to the previous point about bags, we have a basket that we take in.
That's a
woven basket.
Yeah,
that's what we use. We call it our market basket, but we use that when we go in the grocery store a lot.
I actually stole a basket from a supermarket in the UK, and I use that.
Nice.
And everyone says, where'd you get that from?
Yeah,
because the style is not used over here,
right?
So I always know it's mine, and I'm like low-key quite proud of it.
That's what you moved here with. Just everything in that basket. Yeah. The shirt on my back and the basket.
Yeah, yeah.
My toothbrush and a pair of underwear. That's it.
The other thing I want to bring up is buying in bulk, right? Like buying in larger volumes than individual packages.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe going for the one size up if you're going to use it, right?
Yeah.
Taking that into consideration. And the other thing I really want to promote, and just because I was down there this weekend, is the farmer's market. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like some of the best ways to get food, right? Like eggs and stuff like that. They're all mostly in recycled containers. Yeah. A lot of the meats are cryovac and stuff like that, but that's just for life for you. So there's a lot less waste there, I think. And especially at our market, I would say that like there's always so much wonderful food just sitting on the table that's just ready to go. And you're supporting local. So it's that transporting it from halfway around the world, you know, it was only brought two blocks to you, right?
Yeah.
So.
And we've started going with our little baby girl. We realized that taking her to the supermarket every week and having her sat in the little child seat in the trolley, and she's looking at that and thinking, well, that's her first feelings of food, not meeting the farmer.
Right.
Well,
indoors under an official light.
Yeah, we want her to actually go to the farmer's market, meet the farmer.
Yep.
How do you think this all started? It was Blaine going, I don't understand the farmer's market.
It's true. I had no idea. But it seemed like the right thing to do, but I wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah. Did you start it?
No, I didn't start the farmer's market, but that was the start of the podcast because I was I need to get more local with my food. And but I didn't know.
Blaine asked me some funny questions because I had a good laugh. There is no such thing as a bad question. but I had a lot of bad answers for him.
Yep.
But he was just, it was like, well, like, do I, how do I, I'm like, you just give them money. And he's like, but do I have to barter with them? I'm like, unless you want to, I don't think you have to.
Right? Yeah.
Like, if it says $2, you give him $2. And he's like, but it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. It's not a flea market. Yeah. But no, getting, just getting as close to your food as nature God intended, like,
yeah,
that's the best. Mm-hmm. As local, as close to home as possible. Yeah. And yeah, like,
yeah,
that's just, that's the best way.
Couldn't
the closer, the less packaging, the better for you.
All right. Can you summarize as well?
You want me? Okay. So with Doritos.
By the big bang. From beginning
to end, to summarize the podcast. Just just be conscious. I mean that in a figurative sense. I mean, obviously, be conscious in a literal sense. But just if you put the energy into it, you will suddenly find a home in your own food. You will be, you will go to the farmer's market and you will discover a love for food that you didn't know existed. But it does sit within you. If you start taking the time to make your own food, you will discover this life gift within you that is teaching you and guiding you how to sustain yourself, let alone everyone else around you. And that lies within you. You just have to kind of chip away at the kind of bits of society that have tried to cover that up, like the supermarkets.
Mm-hmm. We can summarize it by saying, do the dishes, not skip the dishes.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you just had to, didn't you?
Sorry, Will.
You, can I say bastard?
I wish I wrote that down for
that
you to
was
say.
Very good. That was very... John, over to you. It's got to be something profound. Come on.
Well, you know, I just wanted to, I want to thank Blaine for coming in here and chatting with us today. Cause yeah, yeah. Like,
he bribed me with dinner.
It's always, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to cook you guys a frittata now. So
yeah, it's awesome.
Just for fun, right? Like, we might as well. Heck? We've been talking about all this food and I got some stuff in the fridge I got to get rid of. So sorry guys, you're going to be eating.
All right. Now I feel like I should get John for this. Are we recording?
We are recording.
Okay, good. That's good. Because most of our podcasts secretly end with John looking at me, white face. Oh, I wasn't recording. Back to beginning. Welcome to the Edible Valley Podcast.
Yeah, we're starting over again.
A gun to my head. So no, it is very fun doing it the first time. Significantly less so after that.
Yes, I agree. Been there, done that.
All right. Well, if you're out there, you have any questions, you have something left over you don't know what to do with, send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. And check us out on all of our great places that we're located, whether you're checking us out on Facebook or our new YouTube that we're working on and all the other things that we got going on here. So,
yeah. And you can find me on Instagram at Stumpstalker. That's my handle. I'm an Aerosmith Fletcher and Neophyte Whittler and just, yeah.
Put my life on there. I'm going to follow you. That does
follow. Follow Blaine's Instagram. He's got some great photos of up on the Northern Island.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, cheers. Thanks for listening.
And that wraps up another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And a special thanks goes to the local businesses that help support our podcast. They make it possible for us to showcase your local food community. We'd love you to follow us on your preferred social media at Edible Valley, where you can check out our blog, find recipes and tips, behind the scenes, and of course, keep a lookout for where we are going to turn up next in your Edible Valley.
Yeah, we go. Should we pretend we haven't got a special guest, but the camera people know we've got a special guest?
Oh,
just me and John for the Edible Valley Podcast. Just us two.
I'm an AI entity.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not really here. I live really far away, right?
Oh, awesome.
All right, Will. And this has been an Edible Valley production.
Yeah, beep, 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 beep. Okay, ready again?